Hello.
Hi, my name is Chantel, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need
Yes,
to
ma'am.
advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
I just wanted to file an unemployment claim.
You're currently unemployed.
Yes.
What's your social security number?
416-06-9253.
Say the last four again, please.
9253.
First and last name.
First name Bobby, last name Forte, Forte.
Can I have your ID number?
It's gonna be hold on 1 second. 1036. Nine nine four nine.
Say that one more time, sir.
1036-9949.
All right. And what's your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name?
Yes.
Minnie Glover Forte, Minnie Forte or Glover.
And your date of birth?
6/17/73.
Who was your last employer, the one you're calling to file for today?
Wendy.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, I am.
And do you understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Federal government, meaning...
A federal government job.
No, I haven't.
And did you serve in the military in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, I haven't.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, I haven't.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, I haven't. No, it hasn't.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, I haven't.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, I haven't.
Is this a good contact phone number for you?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
What state was this driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
These are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
African American.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Hispanic?
Yeah, black.
And your gender?
Male.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, I haven't.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm in the middle of a Social Security claim right now.
So yes or no, sir?
No, sir. No, ma'am.
All right. Can I have your home address, please?
1005 20th Street West.
1005?
Yes.
20th Street West.
West. Yeah, apartment 69.
Apartment 69.
Yeah, Jasper, Alabama.
Gasper?
Jasper, Jasper.
And your zip code?
35501.
Is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, it is.
What was your job title?
Cook.
Are you seeking work in what you normally do?
No, I'm not.
So what are you seeking work in?
I'm currently on a going through a Social Security thing right now.
So in order to receive unemployment benefits, you have to be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work.
I was working part-time. That's what it was.
That's what I'm saying. For to receive unemployment benefits, you have to be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work.
Yes, I can work.
Okay, so are you seeking work in what you normally do?
I was actually trying to get out of the fast food business. I mean, the fast food altogether.
So what is another job title that you're seeking in?
Probably factory work.
Do you have any experience or education in that kind of work?
Yeah, I got experience in it.
All right. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What does that mean?
Like in a job union. Are you in a job union?
No, ma'am.
All right. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, they didn't.
All right. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, not all shifts.
They're saying like the shifts that you would normally work, are you available to work all those shifts?
Yeah.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No.
Okay, once again, in order to receive unemployment benefits, you have to be able and available to work. As well as seeking full-time
work.
I can only work full part-time. That's fine. I just have to read that to you, sir, because that's what pops up when you says no.
I understand.
All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, I really don't have transportation, so about 2, maybe 3 miles.
All right, and what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I'm not.
Do you own a business?
No, I don't.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
Can you repeat that again?
I said, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, I'm not.
All right. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between January 1st, 2023 and December 31st, 2023?
No, ma'am.
These are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The card. I don't have a checking account. I don't have a bank account.
Okay. You say you want to get the state debit card?
Yeah.
All right. And you said your last employer was Wendy's?
Wendy's of Jasper.
All right. And what's your employer phone number?
Hold on, let me pull it up for you. You want his personal? Do you want the manager's personal number or just the store number?
The personal number would be fine.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
All right, what's your mother's maiden name? Let's lose the attorney and Gloria.
It's going to be 205 717-5900.
All right, and what was your work location city?
Jasper, Alabama.
And what was your start date?
It was in March of 2019.
March 2019, what day?
Yes, ma'am. I can't remember the exact day. I think it was around like the 23rd or 24th of March. Okay. I can't remember the exact date.
And the last day you work?
June 2nd or June 3rd of this year.
All right. And why are you no longer working?
She told me this. I went into work that morning, and I was doing my normal routine and whatever. And I had a little altercation with a coworker. I had a little argument with a coworker, and she told me, and the boss told me just I was to leave. I was to leave the premises. And don't come back. I was fired.
Okay. Name and title of the person who fired you.
Jason Wadsworth.
And what was his job title?
District manager.
And what date were you advised of termination?
June 3rd or 4th, one of those days.
And you said the final incident that caused you to be fired, you got into it with a coworker?
Yeah, we had an argument. A coworker was arguing. Which happens all the time because everybody, I mean.
So you had an argument with the coworker and then was asked to leave?
Yes, I do. Was. Exactly.
All right, and what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being fired?
Nothing. I just walked out like he told me. I just left like he told me.
Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
Not that I recall.
And did you commit the act your employer alleges? Basically, did you do what they said you did to get fired?
Yeah, I did it. I was arguing with a coworker. I was.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Are all the answers you provided correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certifying your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all answers are true?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to ask you some identity verification questions as soon as they load up. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 221 Gwynn Road, 42 Silver Street, 76 Schoolhouse Landing, 98 Mohegan Road, or none of the above?
I was at the Silver Street one for about 10, 15 years ago.
42 Silver Street?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, which of the following street addresses in Waterbury have you ever lived at or been associated with? 121 Chestnut Avenue, 18 Crown Brook Drive, 42 Silver Street Expressway, 86 Buckingham Street, or none of the above?
Silver Street.
All right, and which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Prattville, Tuskegee, Opelika, Vestavia, or none of the above?
Tuskegee.
All right. These are agreement terms at the end. You can say, I agree, or yes. It's not a yes or no question. It's agreement terms. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true and best to your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm going to read you your closing statements, then you'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, yes, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be
hold
able
on, huh?
and...
Hmm? Can you hold 1 second, babe, please? Just one mm-hmm. second. Let me get a pen so I can have the right to number that number down that I need. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I was saying it normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800.
Hold on 1 second. 1-800.
752-73-89. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first unemployment claim between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m., whether filed online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are possible to a work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have something to write down your transaction number and your PIN number?
Yes.
All right, transaction number 489.
Hold on, 489.
869. 405. 405. All right, and your PIN number.
What kind of number is this now?
Transaction number, just showing that you completed your claim today. PIN number 5373.
5373.
Any
okay,
further assistance?
I got another question for you. Now, the 1-800-752-7389 number, I need to call that Sunday or Friday?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday, okay. Okay, okay, I got that.
All right, if there's no further assistance needed, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you have a great day, too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right.